who's ever played a murder mystery game where there's a puzzle there's a puzzle out there and you've got to guess who committed the crime? Yeah? Who's ever had to solve a really tricky puzzle or really difficult thing that they're not quite sure how to get their heads around? Brill. So we find ourselves in Ephesians 3, which, as Nigel said earlier, it's a letter from Paul that we find in the New Testament. And while he's writing this, Paul is on some kind of house arrest. Paul didn't used to be Paul. He used to be Saul, because he treated people really badly. And he killed them. Another way of saying that is he persecuted them, because he didn't like it when they believed in God. But Paul had an experience of God on what we call the road to Damascus, where God appeared to him and showed him who he was, told him who he was. And from that moment, Paul became someone who was deeply passionate about talking to people about Jesus. And he used this passion that God had given him to play his part in fulfilling the Matthew 28 commandment of making disciples. So that's where we start this morning. So Paul starts out our passage by acknowledging that he's in a bit of a tricky situation. He's on house arrest. But he's also aware that he's part of something really big. He's part of a much wider community. We haven't heard the word mystery really as such before in the Bible until Paul tells us about the mystery that God has for us. A mystery is something unknown that's got to be solved. It's something that starts off as being concealed and then slowly shown to us. Kind of like we had earlier with the what's in the box. But Paul doesn't leave us hanging for very long. In fact, in verse 3, he tells us exactly what this mystery is. He wouldn't last very long in an escape room. The mystery is that we get to share in the goodness of the gospel and in the goodness of what Jesus has done for us. We know that we're all members of the same body, of the same church. What's the promise that Jesus gives us? Well, it's that when we reunite with him in heaven, when we reunite with Jesus, that we have eternity and perfection waiting for us. Not the perfection that we might be able to understand here and now in our world that is very much broken, but a perfection that only God can provide. Our ability to access this mystery, the wonder of this gospel, isn't dependent on anything that we could ever do, but it's all through God's grace, which Paul tells us later on in the passage. Now, we're told in verse 6 of this passage that we're heirs of Israel. When I first read that, I was a little confused. But it means that we have access to the promise of Jesus only through the Holy Spirit and through God's grace. And that is there should we choose to accept it. This is why the mystery that we're talking about has the power to change lives. It's a mystery that God has given us through Jesus, that we have inheritance of the gospel and of eternity. We are all God's children, whether we know it or not. And because of that, just as much as it was Paul's, it's our job to share the good news of Jesus and to be a disciple-making community, as it talks about in Matthew 28. In fact, we're told that we're not really meant to keep Jesus to ourselves, but we're supposed to go out and tell people about him. But why are we called to be a disciple-making community? The simple answer is because Jesus has asked us to. We need to be living for him. Paul was given the responsibility of sharing Jesus, and we're given the same thing. The book of Colossians says that our job is to go and make the gospel fully known. There's no barriers, no borders. We're to go and make it fully known. It's not something that we can just sit on and be a bit apathetic about. It may seem daunting, it may seem insurmountable, but we're asked to share Jesus. And this doesn't just come from anywhere. It comes from living an inner life transformed, which then becomes one of worship of Jesus, of awe of who he is, and of a genuine attempt to live in a way that's pleasing to him. How do we do this? How do we live in a way that's pleasing to him? We ask the Holy Spirit to help us make wise decisions. So Paul knew that he was a part of something bigger. And he knew that he had a part to play in communicating the good news of the gospel and making disciples. I think he had it kind of tough because he was on house arrest. But he was doing what he believed God had for him. He was being punished, he was being persecuted, but he still went and did it. God tells us to go and share the gospel with others. And he tells us that he'll help us when it gets hard. So what do we do with verse 6 when it tells us that through the gospel we're heirs together with Israel, members of one body, and sharers together in Christ? That's quite a significant verse. It talks about what God's desire for humankind has been all along. The thing he wants most for us is to come together as one church, and share Jesus to those around us while being a disciple-making community. It's a command that we've been given. Paul was bold, he was strong, and he was wise enough to listen to God in the first place and try his best to fulfill what was asked of him. I think as humans, we're very good at not doing what we're told. At least I know I am. But God asks us to go and do something. He makes it pretty clear. So Paul knew that God had chosen him. And I think at the minute we are used to, when we know that we've been chosen, it can kind of put us on a bit of a pedestal and we lose all sense of humility. But Paul didn't do that. He knew that God had chosen him and he was humble about it the whole time. He didn't let it get to his head. And he knew that God had intervened in his life and was the reason that he was in the position he was in. He knew that God had made him someone that was going to be instrumental in sharing the Christian faith. And instead of being up on a pedestal, he went and shared it with others. He went and had apprentices, accomplices, Paul and Timothy, for example. He shared it with other people and showed them what the mystery of Jesus Christ is. So God has a role for all of us in making the gospel known to others. We're all asked to play our part. But why has God chosen to act through us? It's because we're his children. And one of the ways that we can engage with the mystery of Jesus and with being a disciple-making community is through prayer. And is through praying for others, thinking of others, and bringing them to Jesus. And so we've got some prayer stations. We've got 3 prayer stations that we're going to do in a couple minutes. One of them, and there's paper on each one to kind of tell you what to do. One of them is for Hungary, because we know that some of our church members are there right now. So praying for them as they continue to do the SU camps in Hungary. One of them is for the new government. Whether we like it or not, whether we voted for it or not, we have a new government in place. And I think that needs prayer for the new cabinet that is now formed and for the decisions that Keir Starmer is going to make in the next few days and weeks. And the third one is for people who are part of our community who are ill or who can't be with us at the minute. And so, Danny, do you mind? Thanks. And so there's an activity to do on each of them. So if you'd like to come and join in with us in bringing these things before God and in praying for the various prompts that we've got. So I've written on some paper the reminder of what it is that we're praying for and then some ideas just to guide you in what you're praying. It has a role for all of us in making the gospel known to others. So how do we even get into the position where we can access the mystery that Jesus has for us? It's all through God's grace. And I think sometimes we don't grasp how big that is. We take the gospel for granted, or at least I know I do sometimes. And we take it for granted because so many of us grew up with it. We grew up hearing that Jesus died for everyone. And we sort of shrug as though it's like getting the BBC weather report. But it's so much more than that. We're saved by God's grace. That's what this great mystery is. It's not because of ethnicity, it's not because of race, it's not because of background or social status or anything, but it's simply by the grace of God. Paul became a minister to preach this good news. He knew he wasn't worthy in and of himself, but he also knew that God's grace made him worthy. We should know that we are worthy because God makes us worthy, not because of anything else. God's grace is all a gift to us. So the mystery of Jesus wasn't a plan B, or it wasn't kind of a second try at something, because God doesn't really do that. But it was always his eternal purpose that Jesus would bring salvation to the world. We united in Jesus, and so I ask the question, why are there so many divisions? Why is there a split? Because that's not what Jesus wants for us. God wants us to use his church to share his message to the world and to be a disciple-making community. Paul tells us in our passage that because of Jesus, we have boldness, we can access Jesus with confidence, and we can come to him at any time. We can go and make disciples, sharing in some of this inheritance that we've been given. We're not asked to do it because we're really good at it. We're asked to do it because God's asked us to do it. And it doesn't have anything to do with our ability. So where do we go from here? Paul gives us some suggestions. He knows he's not going to be around forever. And he's also aware of the quite frank urgency of Matthew 28. Go and make disciples of all nations, paraphrased. He reminds us that the mystery that God had for so many people has now been revealed to us through Jesus. Most importantly, he entrusts us with his word to go and share it, and as we go and try to be a disciple-making community. I think it's got something to do with us all being in it together, with helping each other out and being encouraging, which is why I got us to kind of share some of our testimony earlier. It's about pointing people towards Jesus and being people who know that no one's perfect at all. But God doesn't mind, because he knows exactly how he created us. He cares more about how we're understanding the mystery that has been shown to us and what we're doing with it. When we were doing the activity earlier of what's in the box, I knew, but people didn't know what was inside it. But God chooses to show us what the mystery is, again, through his grace. So let's go and share it with others. Let's go and share it with people around us as we seek to make disciples and to live in community together, as Jesus has asked us to do. Amen.